Cecil, maybe we shouldn't have come to this house tonight.
Why not?
Well, there are so many people here. That man must be giving a party.
Yeah, I noticed that mob in the living room when we came up the stairs here.
And that man that let us in, is he a butler?
Search me. He must be. He acted like he thought we were crooks.
I didn't like that little peephole that he looked out at us through. I felt like a goldfish standing at the front door.
Well, anyhow, he said to wait up here for that Mr. Recreasy.
Did you find out anything about this man?
Nope. I guess he's a writer. He wouldn't keep an office in his home.
Well, do you think he'll be mad if we make him come away from his party?
Gee, I hope not. If he's mad, he won't give any money to the fund.
Oh, he sure has a big house here, hasn't he?
You bet. Only in a swell house like this, he ought to fire that doorman or butler or whoever it was that answered the door.
Well, you should have brought a calling card, Cecil. He asked you, did you have a card?
He looked like a gorilla that couldn't read.
A gorilla's a big monkey, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder how long we're going to have to wait up here.
I wonder where Alexander found out about this man.
I don't know. A lot of pictures in here, aren't there?
Will it be all right if we walk around the room while we're waiting?
Well, sure. Why not? Let's look at these pictures on the wall.
I don't think it's nice to have so many pictures of ladies with so little on.
That's supposed to be art. How do you like this one?
Well, I like Indian heads better than horses.
Hey, don't, Sally. Don't touch the frame.
Cecil, look. It's not hung on the wall with wire.
Well, will you look at that?
It's a little door.
Say, this house is full of peepholes.
Look, Cecil. Look through it. You can see right down into the big living room. Look at all the people.
Move away. Let me see. Gee, what a mob. Now, why do you suppose he has a little door here with a picture to cover it?
Well, I guess maybe he wants to look down on his guests and see if they're having a good time.
Hey, Sally, look. Look, there's Bob down there.
Where? Let me see. Well, where, Cecil?
Where they're leaning over that table or whatever it is. See, he's facing us.
Oh, why, it is, Cecil. How did your roommate get an invitation to this party?
I don't know, but that'll help. We'll tell this Mr. Recreasy that we know one of his guests.
We better close this again. That man might not like it.
Okay. Ha! What a joint. Imagine living here and being able to throw a big party like this. Hey, Sally, don't. Now, you better put that down.
Well, I'm just looking at it. Isn't it a pretty bottle? Look at the silver on it.
Yeah, but don't go around the room picking up things.
Well, it was right on the table next to this desk.
What's in it?
I'll take out the stopper and see. Oh, smells like the stuff Uncle Thomas used to rub on his back.
Let me smell. Hey, it's wine.
How do you know?
Because it smells like it.
Well, let me smell it again.
Why don't you help yourself?
Well, we were waiting.
Who'd you want to see?
We came here to see Mr. Recreasy.
And we were just smelling his wine, as it were.
Oh. Well, I'm Mr. Recreasy.
Cecil, it's the gentleman you wish to see.
Oh, well, how do you do, sir? Your butler told us to wait up here.
Yeah. Have a seat.
Yes, sir.
Cigar?
Oh, no, thank you.
Cigarette?
Who, me? Oh, and no, thank you.
Want a drink?
Water?
Oh, girlie, we use water to bathe in this house.
Well, what do you drink?
Practically everything. How about you?
Oh, no, thank you, sir. I told your butler that we had to see you privately, and we were waiting to see you here.
We're very sorry if we called you away from your guests.
It's all right. What can I do for you?
We want some money.
Sally, I'll do this. I came to see you because I thought you might want to help out by donating to the fund to build a new stadium.
Wait a minute, son. What's your racket?
What'd you say, mister?
I said, what's your racket?
That's what you play tennis with, isn't it?
Hey, Sally, let me do this. You don't understand, Mr. Recreasy. I'm Cecil Shortridge, and our dean made me secretary of the stadium fund. I'm going around trying to raise money to start work on the new stadium, and, well, if we get enough, we start work and then sell bonds to carry on the rest.
Now, let me get this straight. You want me to fork over some money to help out that punk college here?
It is not a punk college.
Well, yes, sir. A lot of big businessmen that can spare it are donating what they can.
And what if I don't?
Well, it's all right. You don't have to, you see.
There's something phony about this. How do I know who you are?
Because we just told you who we are. I'm Sally Smith.
For all I know, you two punks are here to give the tip-off for a raid.
We're what?
We weren't going to tip anybody. I don't believe in tipping servants.
Well, I don't understand you, Mr. Recreasy. I came over here to your house tonight to see if you might want to donate some money. I just brought Sally along with me here because, well...
Well, because I asked him to. And we're very sorry, but we didn't know you were giving a party.
I ain't giving no party.
But all those people down there all dressed up. Well, that isn't your family, is it?
That mob's here every night.
Well, how can you afford it every night?
Isn't this your home, mister?
It's my home and my business. Now show me some proof that you're who you say you are.
Oh, I see. This is... pardon me if I'm wrong, but... Is this place a gambling house, is it?
What do you think it was?
Cecil, it's against the rules for any students to be in a place like this. Let's go.
They don't. Not so fast. This is a plant. You're working with the cops.
Cecil is not. He's working with the dean.
No, we didn't know about this, but... Well, I can see you don't want to give any money, so maybe we better leave.
Well, yes, you see, it's our mistake. We thought you were honest.
Sally means it. We thought that this was your home, that you were a writer or something.
And where do you think you're going?
Out.
We thought maybe we'd go now.
You're a couple of plants the cops sent in here, trying to frame me. Well, I ain't going to get caught that way. Thought if they sent in a couple of kids to feed me a cock and bull story, I'd swallow it, huh? He ain't going out that way.
Cecil, I don't like the way he looks at me.
Hey, now look here, Mr. Recreasy. We didn't know what sort of a joint this was.
This dump ain't no joint. It's a high-class gambling house, and we ain't contributing to no delinquent minors, see?
Oh, what's that?
That's the legal term to get in, sister. Well, it won't work, see? There. I knew I was right, you see?
What is it? What is it?
Sounded like a police whistle.
Sounded like it. Was. No, you don't. You stay right here.
Oh, but we can't be caught here. We'll get into trouble.
You mean you ain't in on this?
No, we're not. Honest, we're not. Hey, we gotta get... Look, Mr. Recreasy, we didn't have anything to do with this raid. Honest, we didn't.
Oh, cross our hearts and hope to die if we did.
Would we want to run away if we were in cahoots with the police, would we?
I never thought of that. All right, here's the door and go out back. I'll beat this rap.
Oh, thank you.
Here. Out this way.
Oh.
Are you in a hurry? Just step right back in.
Well, we...
How are you, Mr. Recreasy?
Smart flatfoot, ain't you?
Smart enough to be standing on the other side of that door.
Oh, Mr. Ossifer, we're here by mistake. Will you please step aside and let us pass?
Shut up, you. Tell that to the judge.
Cecil, did you hear how he spoke to me? Say something to him.
Say, you better be polite.
What did you say?
I said, what do you want with us?
I want to take you for a little ride.
Oh, well, that's different. We'll tell you where to let us off.
Oh, you will, huh? Well, that's swell. But the first stop is the night court, and I don't think you two are going any further. And as for you, Mr. Recreasy, you ought to do a stretch for this. Getting these kids like this into your crooked gambling joint? All right. All three of you move ahead. Join the party that's waiting downstairs in the patrol wagon.